Pope Benedict XVI is in Germany attending Catholic World Youth Day celebrations. He's also reaching out to other faiths. To date, he visited a synagogue, making only the second visit to a synagogue by a pope in 2,000 years. Benedict promised he would follow his predecessor, John Paul II, and work to improve Catholic-Jewish relations. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Cologne.
The Jewish community in Cologne is Germany's oldest, dating from Roman times. The city's Rheinstrasse Synagogue was destroyed in 1938 during the Nazis' Kristallnacht pogrom and not rebuilt until 1959. Today, the German Pope Benedict XVI became only the second pontiff in 2,000 years to visit a Jewish house of worship, an event fraught with symbolism. Benedict listened attentively to the cantor singing. Then a shofar, a ram's horn, sounded in a sign of peace as the Pope sat down. In his speech, Benedict repeatedly stressed that he will work to further strengthen Jewish-Catholic relations, and he addressed the often painful history of relations between Christians and Jews in Germany.
In the 20th century, in the darkest period of German and European history, an insane racist ideology born of neo-paganism gave rise to the attempt, planned, and systematically carried out by the regime to exterminate European Jewry. The result has passed into history as the Shoah.
Benedict recalled a landmark 1965 document issued by the Second Vatican Council that forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and opened the way to Jewish-Catholic dialogue. The Pope said the Church is conscious of its duty to transmit this teaching to the younger generations that did not witness the Second World War.
It is a particularly important task, since today, sadly, we are witnessing the rise of new signs of anti-Semitism and various forms of a general hostility towards foreigners.
Benedict also urged that Catholics and Jews get to know one another much better, saying, "We need to show respect for one another."
Only in this way will it be possible to arrive at a shared interpretation of disputed historical questions.
One such question is the role of the wartime Pope Pius XII, whom many Jews accuse of having stood silently by while the Nazis slaughtered 6 million Jews. Benedict did not mention his personal experience in World War II when, as a teenager, he was forced to join the Hitler Youth. But Abraham Lehrer, a leader of the Cologne Jewish community, directly touched on Benedict's past, urging him to open up the World War II Vatican archives covering the period of the Holocaust.
You grew up in Germany during a terrible time. We not only see in you the head of the Catholic Church, but also a German who is aware of his historical responsibility.
Benedict did not respond to the plea, which touches on one of the thorniest issues in Jewish-Catholic relations. Later, at a press conference, the liberal German Cardinal Karl Liemann acknowledged that there had been anti-Judaic sentiments in Catholicism, and he directly addressed the burden felt by Germans of the legacy of the Holocaust.
It will continue to haunt us. It can never be settled, and you can never say it's finished and over with. We Germans and we Christians will always have this in the back of our minds. Everybody here feels we have a certain liability, and it's a very important mission for us to keep this always in mind.
Israel's ambassador to Germany was in the front row at the synagogue today. Cologne Jewish leaders said that was a sign that a recent spat between Israel and the Vatican over Benedict's failure to condemn terrorist attacks on Israel is over. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Cologne.